reference from Bill.
Sammy Spade's in your favorite cigars.
That's Dear Hillary, take a look at this girl. I think she could do some good work for you.
Well, here's another thing that's everybody is talking about, especially in California. Taxpayers have spent $4 billion since 1978 on California's capital punishment system. Only 13 executions to show for it in all those years. $4 billion, 13 executions.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Without substantial changes, the state's total bill will expand to $9 billion by 2030, according to the new study by the federal appeals judge Arthur Alarcon and Paula Mitchell. That's the new law clerks, professionals at Loyola Law School. And they say it's going to be $9 billion.
You know, as the ornery conservative pro-life.
I'm glad you threw in that ornery.
Co-host on this show, you probably think I'm for capital punishment.
No, I wouldn't think you were for
I'm not.
Capital. Most conservatives are not
I don't think we have a legal system that's up to it.
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous. What happens?
Too many guys just are innocent and they're on capital row and...
They're on death row.
Death row, I mean. What did I say?
Capital row, but it's okay. It's the same thing. It's the capital row in the prison system.
Look what happened in Illinois. The governor finally did away with capital punishment because, not because there was a philosophical argument, but because they found so many innocent men on death row.
Well, that is the scary part of it. But another thing is, as many people who are on death row that deserve to be punished in the way that we've decided they should be punished, all it does is end up years and years of feeding them and more and more and more and more. It's just ridiculous. That's why the prison system is broke, is because they don't have the money to take care of all of the different criminals and all the different areas. And there's so many men that have been on death row for so many years.
It doesn't make sense.
They don't kill them. They don't execute them.
In prison, all that matters, you haven't got anything else. The only thing that matters is your status. And the death row inmates have a higher status. So why are we giving them status? Just put them in the general population and
let them take care of it, right?
Forget about capital
punishment. Here's my idea. Since we're talking about the prison system, I mean, I would love to take on the prison system. Something has to be done about it. Here's my idea. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
And I think this is real. You go to jail. You go to prison. You're convicted of a crime. Okay? You work every day or you don't eat. Period. Now, let me finish.
I'm just shaking my head.
If you don't work... Somehow giving back to the community, either in the gardens, in the wa-da-ba-da-boo, the food, I don't care. There's all kinds of workhouses where prisoners can work every day. You don't earn your food, you don't eat. You go to the hole, you don't eat. So you have bad behavior, you don't eat. You want to starve yourself? Well, then we don't have to feed you anymore.
Okay, Mao.
Okay, that's
my
idea.
That's what they have in China. It's slave labor. Is that really what you want?
But it isn't. Look, if they work every day, they're going to feel better about themselves. They're going to stand a better chance of coming back into society feeling like somebody the size of scab. When I was in the big house.
You did have your option. You can vote. You can work if you want, but nobody could make you work.
No, you have to. You have to work or you don't eat. You make your way. You make your way, and you feel better about yourself.
Well, let's make them busy, have them build radios like they do in Chinese prisons.
Well, come on. Let's do something really substantial. I mean, making license plates and stuff is a little ridiculous. But growing food for the hungry in your own community and making your own way and doing things to provide for yourself is only going to make you better if you do get out. If you don't get out, you're still going to feel better about yourself.
I don't even want to come
close. And we're not going to have to pay for your food.
I don't want to come close to that whole idea of slave labor. I think
it's not slave labor. It's consequences for your actions and then taking care of your own survival. There's nothing wrong with it. Huh. All right, I'll leave it on that note. We'll be back. John Killeman is going to call us about the Winter Tahoe Games, Olympians. You're on Broadview with Fox News 1270. We'll be right back.
Michael Savage on Fox News 1270.
The people I have found, though, who have been the least successful and the most hung up on themselves are those who have been cursed to go to Harvard.
Weekdays at 3.
If you're shopping for hardwood floors, pay attention. Lumber Liquidators, the leader in hardwood floors, is about to make you an offer that is not being advertised to the general public. Every floor in every store is on sale. Save on every bamboo, laminate, and hardwood floor in the store. But there's more. For the first time ever, listeners to this station can text hardwood to 42054 for an additional hardwood discount good in any store or at lumberliquidators.com. That's right. Text hardwood to 42054 and get even more savings on any hardwood floor in Lumber Liquidators' huge inventory. This offer will not be advertised on television and is only for a limited time. Every floor is on sale, So don't delay texting Hardwood to 42054, or you'll miss your chance for extra savings on already marked down floors at any Lumber Liquidators store or at lumberliquidators.com. Standard message and data rates may apply.
When someone in your life drinks too much, almost anything can spark an explosive argument. Conflict, or the fear of conflict, becomes a regular part of your life. Problem drinking can make ordinary problems worse, and it isn't easy to determine how much of the conflict is caused by the drinking or whether other issues are more important. Al-Anon family group meetings can be helpful whenever drinking is involved, even if the drinking doesn't seem to be the primary problem. Anyone concerned about someone else's drinking is welcome to visit an Al-Anon meeting. It's run by volunteers without any fees or dues. The meetings can be helpful even if the drinking doesn't seem to be as important as other related problems. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you can learn at an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. For more information, go to AlAnonFamilyGroups.org or call 1-888-4-ALANON to find an Al-Anon meeting near you.
If you're looking for a unique way to learn about the world, why not welcome an exchange student into your home? You and your family can discover new customs and cultures and forge a lifelong bond with a young person from another country. Since 1979, EF Foundation for Foreign Study has matched over 100,000 exchange students with caring host families across the U.S. To learn how you can bring the world into your home, visit effoundation.org or call 1-800-44-SHARE.
A public service message from EF Foundation.
Fox 1270.
Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Welcome back to Broadview. We were just talking a little bit about the prison system. I don't know how we got there, but I was glad we did. And my idea was to make the prisoners work. I mean, it makes them feel better about themselves. We're not talking slavery here. We're talking work, give back to the community.
If they're doing something beyond for themselves, it's slavery.
Give back to the community is good for them. Giving back to the community, coming back into society. Well, what are they doing now? They're working out all day, sitting on their bunks and forming gangs. What good is that doing?
How do you form a gang on your bunk?
They form gangs. Oh, they do lots of things on their bunks, believe me. But then Amy came into my defense. And
Absolutely.
She said that Sheriff Joe down in Arizona.
Maricopa County
is doing that right now. And people are against it, but a lot of people are loving him. Tell me a little bit about it, Amy.
Well, he's been in the news.
Mm-hmm. Sheriff Joe, they call him, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And
It's working, isn't it?
It is working.
Oh, look at this.
What did you find on there?
He makes them wear pink jumpsuits, which is just kind of humiliating.
That's a little bit odd.
It's a little bit odd, but hey,
they're
breaking them down.
Right, there's tents outside in the heat.
Yeah. And pink's a better color, is it?
Well, you're going to have to ask Joe that one. I don't know why he chose pink, but JP, what do you think about that?
No, he said he thinks it's slavery.
Well, no, Joe?
If they're taking care of themselves, that's not slavery. But if you want them to work a job that's outside or that produces a product that's sold outside the prison, that's slavery.
All right, how about community service? Some people...
If it's a volunteer, but you can't make them go out and do community...
A judge gives criminals community service to pay for their crimes. Mm-hmm. Is that slavery?
Well, they are actually...
spit it out.
I hear him staggering now.
Just because I'm not a professional radio person.
Yes, you are.
Usually when I've heard community service sentences, they have a choice of the community service or go to jail. Like Lindsay Lohan seems to keep taking the choice of going to jail.
Yeah.
And so you have a choice there. It's not slavery.
You know what? Once you break the law, you don't have those choices.
And while you were talking to Amy, I looked this up on Wikipedia. And his chain gangs are actually volunteer chain gangs.
Well, so that's splitting hairs, you know.
The
thing that you didn't like that I said was if they don't eat, then they don't live.
Right.
You didn't like that I said if they don't work, they don't live, they don't eat. And if they don't eat, they don't live. So that's the part of it you didn't like.
Right.
But if they worked every day, they'd feel better about it. And what are you going to take away from them? You're going to give them a choice of working or something. And the only thing else there is that we're doing is supporting them. So the only other thing we're doing is keeping them alive by paying for their food. So there's really nothing else you can do but make them work. Just like I do.
Well, Jay, what do you think? You think the listeners might want to comment?
Well, I do. I think the listeners might want to comment, but I think we've got John Killiam here on the phone. John's on line one. Hey, John, tell Glenda to hang on, would you, Sean? Hey, John, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Sure am.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. You know, we miss you around here.
Ah, thank you so much. You know, it's so much fun, but doing things like this today is just
rewarding.
Just enjoyable.
Yeah. So it's the Reno Tahoe Winter Games Coalition. And how are you fitting into all that? Are you like the CEO of all this going on now?
I am.
Oh.
Yeah, that's I am. Yeah.
So you are doing good things.
Yeah, we are definitely looking to build this up and just continue to grow. But this week, it's all been about celebrating the birth, the 117th anniversary of the Games, and then having a great day for the families to come out to.
So you're up at UNRR Mackey Stadium today till 5 o'clock. All kinds of good things going on, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a family festival, and it is an opportunity for families to come out. I'm standing by a pole vault pit right now where a three-year-old could try to go over. It's a bungee cord that you go over, not a full bar.
Whoa,
fun. And we have a bunch of different activities. We've got curling. We've got taekwondo. We have badminton. We have some of the Paralympic sports, wheelchair basketball, wheelchair rugby. Boy, that looks like demolition derby.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
We've got some great opportunities. Kids can come out and run a 50-yard dash, and if they hit a certain time, we've got a medal for them. Young kids, they can color the Olympic rings and tell us what their Olympic dreams are. We'll post them on our Facebook page and just have a great day to celebrate what is all good about the Olympics, about, you know, respect and friendship and excellence and whatever you do. You know, something that's funny about the Olympians, it's, you know, they happen to be very good at a sport, but